Hallelujah. Will you stand to your feet with me? Praise the Lord. Amen. I guess the devil's fighting early, but we still have the victory. I didn't know whether to jump on that song or read the scripture, so we're going to open our Bibles right now. Amen. Let's turn to Psalms 95. Amen. Our Psalms reads, "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand." Amen. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for the personal relationship that each one of us have with you. Father, in our darkest hour, Lord, we walk alone with you. For you promised to never leave us nor forsake us, Lord God. And we're so grateful, Lord God, that you're so mindful of us at all times. Father, you watch over us through the night, Lord. You allow us to rise in the morning. You've given us traveling mercies that we may come to this place to worship you, Father. And our hearts, Lord God, are here to worship you, Father. And Father, we just ask that you come in a special way and move in the midst of your people by your Spirit, Father. Father, we thank you for the anointing that's upon the musicians right now, Lord. As they play skillfully before you, Lord, you promise to inhabit the praises of your people as we lift up our voices in song. May our hearts be made merry because of our God, Father. And we pray, Almighty God, that you anoint our pastor in a mighty way this morning, Lord. Speak to our hearts, Lord, right where we are, right where we're standing, right where our troubles and trials are, right where our victories are, Lord. Speak to our hearts. Encourage us in the battle. We're almost home, Lord God. Your coming is nigh at hand, and we're making ready, Father. Come now and have your way as we commit this service into your hands. It's in Jesus Christ's precious and holy name we pray. Amen and amen. To Calvary, that's they hung him high, stretched him wide. He bowed his head for me, he died. That's love. Whoa. Jesus went to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me. That's love. That's love. They hung him high, stretched him wide. He bowed his head for me, he died. That's love. That's love. Oh, but that's not how the story. 3 days later, he rose again. That's love. That's love. But that's not how the story is. 3 days later, he rose again. That's love. That's love. But that's not how the story is. 3 days later, he rose again. That's love. That's love. That's love. That's love. That's love. Oh, But that's not how the story is. 3 days later, he rose again. That's love. That's love. Come on. Jesus went to Calvary. Hallelujah. That's love. 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 Oh, that's love. That's love. Oh. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad for that love? Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. And trembles at his voice, and trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Come on, age to age he stands. To age he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end, the Godhead three are one, oh, the Father, Spirit, and Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? Oh, we see how great is our God? How great is our God? Oh, sing with me, how great is our God? Oh, we'll see how great is our God. Come on, name above all names. Hallelujah. Say, name above all names. You are worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing how great is our God. Hallelujah. Come on, name above all names. Say, name above all. You are worthy of our praise. Our hearts will sing. How great is our God. Come on. Name above all names. Name above all. Worthy are you, Lord. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. How great. Sing with me, how great. And all will see how great is our God. Come on, one more time. Say, is our God. Sing with me how great. And all will see how great Yeah, come on, one more time. Name above all names. Oh, name above. You are worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing today. Is our God, come on. Name above all names. Oh, you are worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. Praise the Lord. He's a great God. He's a great God. Amen. You may have your seats. Praise the Lord. Sister Sarah, will you come this morning?
Thank you.
Amen. Do you need him this morning? Amen. God bless you. There's a high pitched sound up here. Amen. God bless you, Sister Sarah. Thank you so much. Amen. Will you stand to your feet? Hallelujah. We're going to invite our past at this time. You've done so much for me. Oh, I cannot tell it all. If I had 10,000 tongues, oh, it still wouldn't be enough. Chuku Nagwama Rele, when you heal completely. Chuku Baro Mimo, easy candle. What shall I render to Jehovah? He has done so very much for me. What shall I render to Jehovah? He has done so. Come on. Nara, nara. Nare kele mo. Nara, nara. Come on. He's done so much for me. Oh, I cannot tell it all. If I had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough. Chuku Nagwama Rele. When you heal completely. Chuku Maro Mimo, easy candle. What shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very. Come on. What shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done. Nara, nara. Narekele, narekele mo. Nara, nara. Nara, nara. Oh, narekele. Say, nara, nara. Oh, narekele. Come on, sing it again. Oh, nara, nara. Yeah, narekele. Oh, na 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 na, yeah, na re kele. Come on, sing it. Oh, na 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 na, yeah, na re kele. Oh yes, na 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 na, oh na re kele. Oh, say, oh, you've done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. Oh, and if I had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough. Oh, chuku nagwama rele, when you heal completely. Hey, chuku no, no, easy candle. Hey,
Hallelujah. What shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me. Say, what shall I render? Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Oh, na 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 na. Hey, na 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 na. Glory. Oh, na 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 na. My, my. Yeah, na na. Come on, sing it. Oh, na 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 na. Yeah, na 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 na. Glory. Oh, na 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 na. Yeah, na 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 na. Come on, one more time. Oh, say na 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 na. Yeah, na 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 na. Glory. Oh, na 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 na. Yeah, na 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 na. Hallelujah. Ah, see, you done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. And if I had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough. Not a kele mo. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be his holy name. Amen. If I had 10,000 tongues, it would not be enough. Amen. To thank him for all the things that he's done for me. Amen. You can be seated. For some reason, I feel like I'm about to lose the battery on this or something. I'm going to just grab one of these other mics. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. But I tell you what, it's been a battle this morning. But I feel like anytime we have a battle like that, God got something good in store. And sometimes I think he might give the devil just a sneak peek. Right? This was getting ready to happen, see? So Satan just do everything he can to try to stop it. But, you know, even with a sneak peek, he can't stop it. Because what God got for you is for you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. He can fight, but he won't win. Amen. We thank God for victory. There was a scripture that I was reminded of. I'll have to save it for a later time. Let me just do the announcements quickly. I did want to just mention that we certainly had a wonderful time on last weekend. And if there's any testimonies that have come forth from those services, make sure you get those to us, amen, as soon as possible. We want to just encourage the saints, not just here, but those that were online, just encourage them how God moved. We know God did something, amen, here in this place on last week, so we are just looking forward to hearing. Thank you. Looking forward to hearing what the testimonies are. The Lord. Amen. So we're just looking forward to hearing all the testimonies that will come forth from that, and trust that if you all have any, just please submit them. Birthday coming up on tomorrow, Sister Jessica. Amen. On tomorrow, we thank the Lord for giving her another year here. Certainly just appreciate God for our precious sister. Amen. And just wanted to make an announcement, some announcements. We have some changes, amen, that will be coming forth for the church. This week, we will continue our virtual service on Wednesday night. We'll continue that. But as we enter into September, We are opening the Wednesday night service back up. So the saints that would like to come to church on Wednesday night, you'll be welcome to come. As we go into September, the first Wednesday of September, you're welcome to come back, amen, to service, amen, here at the church on Wednesday night. So we want to just let everybody know that. We'll continue to stream through Periscope and through Facebook. And we have been hearing different people tell us that sometimes it buffers and things like that. If you're having a problem with some of the streaming platforms, let us know, because there are some other options that we can look into. And our goal is to give you the best experience possible. So if you're having issues, please keep us informed, and we'll continue to do everything we can to make your experience better. As we are also on Sundays, we were doing the two services, 9 a.m. and 12 p.m., but on next Sunday, amen, it's our desire to go back to our 10:30 service and have everybody welcome. Now, praise the Lord. Amen. We've been away for a long time, and I believe, you know, the time is coming for us to be able to get back together. And God got some things in store. I told you, God is on the other side of this. And, you know, I believe what's on the other side is a new church and a new school. And praise the Lord. And my desire is not to go into the new church all us separated and can't enjoy the fellowship. God done provided for us, right? So we ought to be able to enjoy it. But as we come back, I want to just make mention, I want to reiterate the importance of us doing all the precautions, amen, necessary. We don't want an outbreak. We just don't want it. God been good to us. We haven't had an outbreak. But I want to ask everybody, please go above and beyond as we're bringing everybody back together. We're going to continue to do monitoring, amen, with the temperatures. We're going to continue to do, you know, washing our hands. And we will certainly be doing everything we can to keep the social distancing. So some of you all have some favorite seats in here. I'm going to let you know that's going to have to change. Amen. We got to put families together, you know, and we're trying to do it in a way where we can keep social distancing. So we're going to use the entire church. We'll use this part. We'll use that part. We're going to use everything. But we're going to ask everybody, please work with us. Somebody going to be on the front row. Y'all might not like the front row, but somebody going to be on the front row. And so I'm just letting you know that we got to make these changes in order to be able to accommodate. And our goal is to try to get our saints, amen, all situated. But we realized any day visitors could come. And if visitors come, then, you know, the ushers and our deacon, they might have to have you. Hey, would you please move? Would you do this? Would you do that? And I need everybody just to put a smile on your face and act like you at Chick-fil-A and say, my pleasure. Praise the Lord, somebody. Amen. My pleasure. Yes, yes. I will gladly move. Praise the Lord. We were not necessarily returning back to normal. It's a new normal, right? We have to make adjustments to the new normal. Amen. And we have, like I said, we've been blessed by God. We don't take this for granted. We know it's been the hand of God that has watched over us through this time. And as we're doing this, again, we want to just encourage, if you're sick, amen, it's okay to stay home and stream. If you've been around people that's sick, it's okay to stay home and stream. We just don't want an outbreak. Amen. We don't want an outbreak. And if you're sick, also call for prayer. Amen. Call for prayer. Don't just try to fight on your own, but let's rebuke that devil. Amen. For you, sometimes I don't know people sick till they done got out the hospital. Like, what? Don't do that, church. It's just call and ask for prayer, and, you know, let us do what we can for you, amen, through this season. But starting next Sunday, we want to go back to the 10:30 service, and then you know, we'll be doing all the social distancing, all the hand washing. We want to encourage you to wear your mask, amen, when you're inside the house of God, especially as we're bringing everybody back together. Please, amen, I just encourage you to wear your mask. I would hate to hear one person in this church went down on our watch.
I just wouldn't want that to happen. So let's do all we can, not only just to protect yourself, but protect those that are around you. Amen. And that's what the masks really are for. And I know sometimes they're very uncomfortable. I got a couple of masks that I wear, and they're just uncomfortable. So I know don't wear them in church. Find one that is comfortable that you can put on and, you know, you can just wear and just try to keep yourself safe and keep everybody else safe around you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. I thank God for this. He has been so good to us. Amen. Through this time. Last Thursday, we had our first day of outreach. Amen. Where we went and handed out some food. And it was a blessing. I think we were able to serve about, I don't know how many families, but I know about 24, 25 boxes of food were given out. And that was with people not even knowing what was going on. We feel like it's certainly going to grow, and we're going to have opportunity just to really touch some families here in our area. So we'll be going back again this week. The person that's over it, we're actually moving it from Wednesdays to Thursdays, but they asked us if we just do one Wednesday serve, amen, and we're going to do that this week. But then following that, it would be on Thursdays going forward. It'll be on Thursdays that we'll be out there. If you desire to be a part of it, let us know, amen. We would love to have you, but I'll tell you, you will sweat. You might lose a few pounds, amen, working out there. But I think you'll also have an opportunity just to help somebody, you know, to be a help to some family. So we look forward to that. Amen. Let me just talk about our giving. Amen. And we'll pray over that, and then we'll move forward in the service on today. Other thing I forgot to mention, I need to write these things down. Brother Nathan had come, and they were a real blessing to us. And so he was, we were saying our goodbyes and God bless you and thank you for coming. And then Brother Nathan said, you know, Brother Jack, we were having Labor Day meetings already planned. It says, and the speaker that I had lined up for Labor Day called me, amen, to tell me that they couldn't come. And he says, Brother Jack, would you mind taking the Labor Day meeting for us? We really appreciate it. I said, Brother, let me see what we can do and just go from there. Let me just pray and see what we can make happen. So I decided to go forward with it and take his invitation and go on Labor Day. And so I'll be going up, and there's a few other saints, my family, a few other saints, they'll be going. It wasn't anything that's planned. Amen. So if I'm telling the church, because there might be, you know, opportunity if somebody else wanted to go, certainly you can look into it and we'll just try to work with Brother Nathan on that. But just let you know, for Labor Day, we'll be going up, amen, to be with them in service and just trust in the Lord to just meet us there in a very special way. So I thank God for him coming and the way he came to be a blessing to us. So I just feel, yes, it's the right thing. Go back and do what we can for them as well. So keep us in prayer, amen, as we approach that in the next couple weeks. Praise the Lord. So our giving, amen, those that are watching online, there's an opportunity for you to give, amen, through multiple online sources. That is through PayPal and through Cash App. If you choose to use Cash App, it was just the cash symbol, Spirit and Truth T is our name. Cash symbol, Spirit and Truth T is where you'll find us there in Cash App. If you use PayPal, we ask that you use Give to a Friend or Family Member and choose the email address of giving@john423.org. That will also come, amen, here to the church. We appreciate that. Thank you all for embracing that and just helping keep the church afloat, even during the midst of a pandemic. Amen. God has been good, and all of our needs have been met, and we thank you for your giving. If you desire just to send something to mail, say, I ain't got Cash App, I ain't got PayPal, but I got mail, you can do that. You can send it to Spirit and Truth Tabernacle. The address is there at the bottom of the screen. Amen. 3951 Haverhill Road, Suite 109, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33417. You know, one of these days, going to be the last day I'm going to give that address to this assembly. One of these days, I'm going to say we had an update on the address. Hallelujah. So you're going to have to send it to a new address. But I'm under expectation that God going to move on our behalf. Amen. I think one songwriter says, it's already looking better. Amen. It's already looking better. He's already moving on our behalf. So I believe that. I believe that. So let's pray, amen, over our giving at this time. Father, we thank you for this privilege, this opportunity we have to give for the work of the Lord. We pray that you would use it, God, for the furtherance of your kingdom. Thank you for your people, Lord Jesus, that have been faithful in their giving. I ask that you give back to them 100-fold. And Lord, everything that the devil has tried to take for them, may it be restored back to them, oh God. Health and wealth and whatever it is, God, may it be restored back to the people. And Father, we just appreciate, amen, how you just continue to prove yourself to be Jehovah Jireh, amen, our provider, even during the midst of this great pandemic. We pray, oh God, that you continue to lead us and guide us and direct us as we take steps, Lord, to bring the saints back together again. And Lord, you have watched over the congregation through this time, and you have not allowed the enemy, amen, to get a victory. There's been some that have felt symptoms, oh God, but when they've taken tests, the tests came back negative, and we thank you for that, oh God. And we just pray that you just continue to watch over us, that you continue to protect us. And Lord, as we make adjustments to the new normal, we're going to continue to walk by faith and not by sight, believing that every promise that you've spoken over us will be fulfilled. You told us 1,000, amen, may fall at our side and 10,000 at the right hand, but it shall not come nigh our dwelling, because we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Hallelujah. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And Father, we just pray that you just continue, Lord, to direct us in this great hour that we live. Bless your people, Father, is our prayer. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. All right. Thank you, musicians. I really appreciate you all. Amen. We kind of had a little glitch there with the internet and all kind of things when we had a little power outage. So I didn't get the update that I'm supposed to get here on my iPad. So the Lord knows all things, but we're going to preach by faith anyway. Amen. And I mean, I got some notes, but not all the notes that I was supposed to have. So God knows. God knows all things. Amen. So I want to use a scripture today. Amen. From Matthew 17. Now, also, just so that you all are aware, I am going off the path today. Amen. You all know we've been in a journey in Catch the Vision. And, you know, stepping into that vision. But I just felt led in my spirit to kind of go off the path today. Brother Branham says sometime as you're driving down the road, you have to go off the path to pick up some folk. And then you get back on the path and keep going. So, amen, I believe for today we'll just step off the path just a little bit. And maybe next week we may step off the path again for a little bit, but we're going to come back and finish, amen, our journey in Catch the Vision and step into it. I think that's our inspiration for 2020. Amen. We stepping into a vision. Glory to God. And I'm going to tell you, when it's a vision, Brother Branham say that's pretty like perfect and complete. When God give the vision, you come into it no matter what is in your way. You are coming into that vision. I'm going to just put it this way. Nothing can stop a vision. Nothing. Nothing can stop a vision, right? So once God gives you that, we're coming to it. So he gave the prophet, amen, a visitation by the angel Lord and said, pick up your pen and write. This is for the bride, for the church. So I believe we as a people are coming into that place. Amen. We're moving into it. Even as we're sitting here, we're moving into this place that God had for us. Amen. So this morning, I want to read from Matthew 17. We'll start at verse 14. If you would just stand with me. Amen. As we read the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Bible declares, and when they were come to the multitude, came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed, for oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water, and brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. That's not a good testimony. That they was brought to some people they had confidence in, but these folk couldn't do nothing for him, right? They could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? What statements? How long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. Amen. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus' apart and said, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Amen. The Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Shall we pray over the word of God? Father, we are thankful for the ability to read scripture. But we know the Holy Spirit that had the scripture to be written, the same Holy Spirit that must come and quicken it to us, that we would understand what it is that we read. Not only understand, but that we would be able to apply it. So help us, God, as we journey through this sermon today. And may you just get all the glory and all the honor and all the praise out of the words that's shared. And God, we take every spirit that is against the Spirit of God underneath the control of the Holy Spirit, even right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. You can be seated. I will start, amen, by reading a quote out of the Spiritual Food in Due Season. Our title, amen, is pretty much coming out of this quote. We're using the title, Built Up in the Faith for This Hour. Amen. Built up in the faith for this hour. Praise God. Amen. And, you know, the prophet makes a statement here in Spiritual Food in Due Season. Amen. If you haven't listened to that in a while, I'd encourage you to go back and listen to that. It says, paragraph three. Amen. Paragraph three in this. It says, I know many of you are standing again tonight. Praise the Lord. It says, and outside met groups that said they couldn't get in. And they're listening to their radio in the different cars. And now we'll try to make justice as quick as we can tonight on Sunday night. It says we go over to pray for the sick, have a prayer line as we can get one up there. But we're dedicating the service tonight for the prayer for the sick. And this is the statement that he makes. It says, I'm down at paragraph four. He says, and I want you to get built up now. Hallelujah. This holy oracles of God in the faith of this hour. I want you to be built up now in the faith of this hour. Glory to God. He says, the faith is going to take more faith than ever was in any age, for this has to be rapture in faith, amen, to be taken up. Glory to God. So we got to take time to build the church up in the faith for this hour. Amen. We're facing things that we never faced before, but we need the faith for this hour in order to overcome the things that we're facing. Hallelujah, church. Glory to God. Amen. It's going to take a rapture in faith. Brother Branham said in one place, if you ain't got faith to heal a headache, how you going to have faith to get your body changed? Come on, somebody. Amen. In order to get that kind of faith, then that faith must be preached. Praise his holy name. Amen. I believe the prophet laid certain things out there. And as he laid it out there, it's up to us to pick it up. The Holy Spirit anoints us to pick it up and preach that back to the people. Amen. And once we hear it, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing of the word of God only. Glory to God. Not what CNN is saying. Amen. Not what NBC is saying. Amen. Not what Fox News is saying. Not what fake news is saying. We must hear the word of God in order for our faith to be built up for the hour in which we live. Amen. All right, church. Amen. He says, and so we want you to believe tonight, and all that you've seen, heard, the word that you have heard preached, the signs and wonders that you have seen done, we want you to accumulate all that together in your heart and consider it, whether if that be God or not. Amen. I'm going to stop there with that particular quote. Looking for to build a church up in the faith for this hour. All right. I'm going to this message ashamed. Amen. Ashamed. The prophet makes another statement here that I want to just lay as our foundation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my. I know that I had an update. God, just help me, Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right, he says this in the Message of Shame. He says, so his word has to live out for every generation. Now, I want to just look at that. Amen. It says it lived itself in the days of Moses. Because in that day, the Bible said in Hebrews, the first chapter, God in sundry times and divers manners spake to the fathers by the prophets. Now, Brother Branham is taking it back, and he's saying the word has to live out in every generation. The word has to live out. You know, there was a statement, a quote that he says, here come that mantle. So God he'll put a scripture there, like he put the scripture for Moses that, you know, a deliverer would come, amen, after 400 years and bring the people out of bondage. So it said, here come that man alone to fulfill that. Moses was that man to fulfill that. We can look in scripture and see that God promised, amen, before the great and terrible day of the Lord, that he would send Elijah the prophet. Here come Brother Branham along and fulfills that. Glory to God. We can see, amen, in scripture where John the Baptist was promised to come. And here comes John the Baptist alone to fulfill that. But he didn't stop with that statement. He says, also here come them people along to live that. Glory to God. Amen. In order for God to send a Moses, he had to have somebody on the earth that would believe Moses. In order for God to send, amen, John the Baptist, he had to have some group of people on the earth that would believe John the Baptist. In order for God to fulfill Malachi 4, Revelation 10, God had to have a group of people on the earth that would believe that scripture. Here come them people along to live it. Brother, I'm here to live it. Amen. God always, amen, his word has to live itself out for every generation. It lived itself in the days of Moses. Because in that day, the Bible said in Hebrews, first chapter, God in sundry times and divers manners spake to the fathers by the prophets. I done did everything. So I just have to watch the time. I left my time in the office, everything. All right. Y'all just bear with me. I'm going to stay on that time. All right. He says, and those prophets, the church got all so twisted up that those prophets, those daring messengers of God, come without church, without denomination, without organization, without anything, defied kings, amen, kingdoms, churches and everything. When the priest was brought before, they was brought before the priest. They wasn't ashamed because they had directly, thus saith the Lord. Amen. Amen. He says, if you notice the prophet in one sense of the word in the Old Testament, when he said, thus saith the Lord, now watch him. He goes right into the phrase. Oh, this is the thing that really struck me. He goes right into the phrase of taking the place of God. Now, that's a prophet. When a prophet is saying, thus saith the Lord, he's going right into the place of taking the place of God. Hallelujah. You notice
when he placed out before him, thus saith the Lord, he fell right into God. When a prophet now steps out and says, thus saith the Lord, that prophet is falling right into God. I want you to stay with me here, church. Glory to God. He says, and he acted as God. Then he gave his message, which was God speaking through him, thus saith the Lord. Now, see, now, you know, and I'm not going to leave it at a prophet. Now, y'all know me. Amen. I'm going to give you some other things to help us see, amen, the faith for this hour is not just the prophet, but it's also in the bride. Right? Amen. But understanding that the same God that was in a prophet, that when a prophet is standing out there saying, thus saith the Lord, he has stepped into the place of God. Amen. He's acting on God's behalf. Hallelujah. Amen. God is pretty much saying, whatever that man say is going to be just like he said. Oh, hallelujah, church. Amen. I like this. I like this. So, amen. Let's try to build the church up in the faith for this hour. Now, I want to go with another quote out of Spiritual Food in Due Season. Amen. And maybe we'll catch something over here in Scripture. Amen. Let me just line something up. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Over here in 1 Kings. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Amen. All right. Let's line up something here in 1 Kings 17. Let's just read this. Now, so this statement that Brother Branham was making, that a prophet, when he's standing out there with thus saith the Lord, he's taking the place of God. Now, I want to just show you here in Scripture, 1 Kings 17, where this actually took place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. This is a prediction or a prophecy of a drought. Oh, my. Glory. It says, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to, my word. Now, can you see this man? That's why Brother Branham said they were bold when they stood before kings and whoever, whatever government that they had to stand, they were bold when they stood there. Say, look, it's not going to even rain until I call for it. Right? Now, pretty much what he's saying, y'all ain't no sense in y'all praying for rain. Ain't no sense in y'all fasting for rain. It will not rain. Jesus. Until I speak it. Now, God himself is the one that controls the rain. So where was God dwelling? Inside this prophet. The prophet had become one with the word. And I'm telling you, the bride has become one with the word. Oh, Jesus. We built up for the faith for this hour. Amen. Amen. Now, you know, we know as we read the story, they went through this great famine and three and a half years, they went through this famine. And then he had this mighty showdown on Mount Carmel. And after the mighty showdown, then God sent the rain. After 3.5 years, it didn't come until Elijah prayed for it, till Elijah asked for it, right? I mean, it's just, and Brother Branham, he was typing in Spiritual Food in Due Season. He's typing Elijah, amen, to us today. He said, I want to use this as a type for the church today. So we got to find ourselves in Scripture. Now, let's pick up another quote here, Spiritual Food in Due Season. Amen. Here in paragraph 60, we'll hit this time. Oh, yes, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Amen. So it says, now we see that modern trend of the people. All the days are past. There's no such thing as miracles. The people are all emotionally worked up. Listen to that Elijah the prophet cry out against them and their theologians. Notice he spoke as if he was God himself. Amen. He says Elijah spoke as if he was God himself. Now, I just like even the angle that Brother Branham puts on that scripture. I mean, there's people reading this scripture today, preaching from it, amen, but maybe not catching that angle. Brother Branham said Elijah spoke as if he was God himself. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He says, the dew will not fall from heaven until I call for it. Amen. Yes, sir. The prophet had been so long in the presence of God. Amen. The prophets of the Old Testament, or any time when they live in the presence of God, until they become the Word. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, it's not just for prophets. We have become the Word. Hallelujah. Amen. Their message is the word itself. And remember, he said, thus saith the Lord. And when those men had those messages from God, they become so wrapped up, amen, that their own thinking, it might have been against their thinking. They might not have been able to see it right, but they were speaking the word of God. Thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. There will not be any rain till I call for it. Oh, what a statement. He had been in the presence of God and been vindicated so perfect. And remember, that also follows Amos 3:7. The Lord God will do nothing until first he reveals it to his servants, the prophets, said there's not going to be any rain fall. Amen. And Elijah spoke this. Now, I want to just hit that little statement where he says it might even be against their own thinking. Can you imagine? Amen. When Isaiah goes out and prophesies, he says, a virgin shall conceive. Amen. It's against his own thinking. Something like this has never happened. But because he's so wrapped up in the word, hallelujah, because he's so connected to the word, and this is, amen, one of our problems, amen, today. Can I just say it this way? We're more connected to social media than we are to the word. We're more connected to the news than we are to the word. Amen. Oftentimes when I hear people talk, I hear them telling me what the news person said. I hear them telling me what this person said. But I never hear them quote one scripture. Hallelujah, church. Amen. We're too connected to too many things in this world. We got to get ourselves reconnected to the word of God. Hallelujah. Quote the word of God. Speak the word of God. Become the word of God. I'm going to tell you, I can't trust too many sources. Amen. But I can trust God's word. Amen. This ain't fake news right here. This is the real deal. I can trust the word of God. All right. Amen. He goes on here in another little statement. I'll leave that. Amen. I'll leave that. He's saying how this man is taking the place of God. You know, when he's speaking, he's standing there with an opportunity, amen. He's so wrapped up in God and just so connected that when he step out on the inspiration, it's as if God himself was coming out and a man speaking. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's like God himself was coming through that man. I want to be able to show you, even in Brother Branham's ministry, that he also had the opportunity to take the place of God. Now remember, the scriptures say that he was going to send Elijah the prophet, amen, before the great and terrible day of the Lord. So now if that spirit is coming again, it will manifest similar things. If Elijah in the scripture can stand up and say, it will not rain until I call for it, amen, then that same anointing would be able to come upon a man and we see some of these same things manifested in his ministry. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I was reminded of a situation that happened in Brother Randall's ministry. I won't take time to read it, but if you ever want to go back and hear him tell the testimony about it, it's in the message, Speak to This Mountain. And he was just telling the story of how the angel Lord had warned him. It says there's a big trap set for you. Amen. There's a big trap set for you. Now it's one thing for the angel Lord to tell you that it's a big trap. But, amen, I guess the other part is, why won't you tell me what the trap is? Hallelujah. You tell me it's a big trap, and if you know it's a trap, tell me what the trap is so I'll be prepared for it. But, see, God wants you to walk by faith and not by sight, so he won't explain everything to you. Amen. Amen, because he's trying to pull something out of you. Yes, sir. Amen. He would not explain this to the prophet because he was trying to pull something out of the prophet. I am only going to let you know there's a big trap set for you.
Said, okay, all right, Lord, I don't know what's going on. So he's headed to some meetings. And as he was going to the meetings, amen, he thought to himself, like he said, something's going to happen here. And I don't know what it's going to be, but something's going to happen. It's a big trap for me. He didn't know what to expect. And as he was sitting in the meeting, preaching the word of God, there's two young people, a young man and a young woman. They just start making love right there in front of everybody. Brother Branham say, please stop that. He say, what you're doing is pulling all the attention off of me preaching the word and putting it on you. Say, please don't do that. And the young man, he said, the young man looked at him and just laughed at him. He says he kept preaching. The young man got worse and worse. He said, please don't do that, young man. Please. He said, you know, y'all, if it's that, you know, that bad, y'all need to go get a room somewhere. Amen. But don't do that in the house of God. This is the house of God. Don't do that. Hey. Amen. That's why, you know, glory to God. Sometimes you go to churches and people be all hugged up on each other. And no, that's not the time to do that. I'm going to tell you something else. When you see that in a family, that show that there's no affection at home. That I'm going to tell you that. I'm going to just be honest with you. It shows that the affection does not take place at home. The affection only takes place here at the house of the Lord. Something wrong with that picture. It's the truth in it, high. Amen. Glory to God. I come here to worship. I come here to praise God. Amen. There's a time and place for everything, and this ain't the time. This ain't the place. All right, church. Glory to God. But here the young man is all hugged up on this young lady, and now they're making out, you know, in the church. And Brother Man said, stop, don't do that. I said, actually, young man, don't do that. And so the young man kept laughing at him. So say, all of a sudden, just got real quiet. And Brother Branham pierced his eyes. And some people say when Brother Branham sometimes would look at you a certain way, it's like he can look right through your soul. And he looked at the young man, and it just got quiet. The young man was just sitting there looking at Brother Branham like, what's going to happen now? And Brother Branham said he heard a voice say, just smite him dead right here. He said, the angel would say, they're in your hands. Whatever you say, they are in your hands. So whatever you say, it's going to be just like you said. Taking the place of God. Right? So he sat there. Oh, glory to God. He sat there and had to pause for a little. Say, just smite him blind. Smite him dead. And he had all kind of thoughts flowing through his head. He said, but before he could say anything, before he could let anything out of his mouth, he said, I forgive you. Woo, Jesus. Let me tell you something. This kind of power is controlled by motive and objective. Yes, hallelujah. Amen. Brother Branham even told us in one little spot here. Let me see if I can. I'll just bring this in really quick. He says, character is a victory. Amen. Not a gift. A man without character can't reign because power apart from character is satanic. Glory to God. But power with character is fit to rule. This big trap for the prophet was trying, God wanted to see how he was going to respond with that kind of power. I want to tell you something. God is also watching how you're going to respond with the power that he's given you. Here he stood in the place of God to be able to pronounce death or life over this couple. He pronounced life. Some of us, we so adamant about having power, but we ain't got no character. That's why God can't give it to us. You would kill everybody. As soon as people do something against what you want to do, they dead. Praise the Lord anyhow. It's the truth anyhow. Amen. Amen. Your actions prove that. Your actions prove that your character's not lined up with the power that God want to entrust you with. All right. Let me go a little further. Brother Branham also had another spot where he stood in the place of God. And I want to read this. I want to take time to read this one, amen, today. I think it's important. But when he preached the message, marriage and divorce, he was standing in the place of God. Amen. Just like Elijah was standing in the place of God. The prophet himself found himself standing in the place of God. Now look at this. Look at this. Who is this Melchizedek? Amen, is where we're going. And then I'll come back to marriage and divorce. But who is this Melchizedek? He says this. He says, now, I just want to comment just a moment on the morning's message. And the morning's message was marriage and divorce. It says, I want to comment, amen, on this morning's message. Now I need you to understand, according to marriage and divorce, one of the great truths that the prophet brought out, amen, is that a minister must marry a virgin. Amen. This is one of the great truths that he brought out. Hallelujah. But also, amen, he took the people back to Levitical law and he presented this truth that had been covered in scripture for years. But the prophet gave us light on this. But he also knew that when he brought this truth to the church, he said so many folk going to be so messed up, they not going to know what to do. So he had to wait on God to get an answer from God as to how he was going to present this to the people. So first he gave them Levitical law. Hallelujah. But at the end of the sermon, he brought some grace. And some people failed to hear the grace that's brought. Hallelujah. Standing in the place of God. Watch this now. Watch this. Amen. It says, now I just want to comment just a moment on the morning's message. There's no doubt I didn't get completely through with it. Now see, so he left some things even unsaid. I didn't get completely through with it, but I think you understand. Woo. You got to catch it spiritually. It says, and I'm sure you didn't. Look at that statement. I didn't get completely through with it, but I think you understand. And I'm sure you didn't. Hallelujah. So where you find yourself? Glory. It says, you'll never know what that was for me to do. He says, now it seems very simple to you, but you see what you're doing. You are taking the place of God to pronounce something. That is what the prophet said. Say, I'm taking the place of God to pronounce something. Now watch this. He says, and before I would do that, it had to come an answer from God, and he had to come down. He visibly showed himself and gave the revelation. Therefore, see, this is to the church. This ain't for everybody. Glory to God. This ain't for everybody. Hey, amen. If you can't handle it, it's not for you. But this is for the church. Glory to God. And remember, I said this is what I said was to the church only. And so that you might have confidence and know that was the same God that said to me up there, there was no squirrel, speak and say where they'll be. And three straight times it happened. Now, if he can by that same word create something that isn't there, how much more will this hold fast at the day of judgment? See, people were there to see these things and know, as Paul said in days gone by, there was man with him who felt the earth shake and didn't hear the voice, but they seen the pillar of fire. Now let's go on. Let's keep on reading in this statement. He says, it done me good. Though after it was over, after he preached the marriage on marriage and divorce, after it was over, it was a tough message. And he says, but after it was over, how can the people get to this place after a tough message like that unless they actually receive the grace that was brought in the message? You know, before this message, marriage and divorce, was preached, Brother Randall said, it'll be men. He said he had a man on his front porch asking the question, should I leave or should I stay with her? He said, brother, please don't do nothing until I get back and preach the sermon. The man had no idea what to do with this truth. Hallelujah. It's like a little baby with a gun. You wouldn't give it to them. They don't know how. They don't understand. They don't understand the power behind all that. Glory to God. So when this truth came, people, I mean, it revolutionized everybody's thinking. Let me just read the quote. Let me read the quote. Look at this. He says, it done me good, though, after it's over, to see husbands and wives that I know is genuine Christians hugging one another and weeping. He says, and listen, friends, God confirms his word with signs and vindications to prove that it's right. The spoken word. Now, remember, that light was it. The light that was in that cloud that gave the revelation says, my little girl was telling me, Sarah here when the school there in Arizona was looking up there on a cloudless sky and seeing this cloud mysteriously in that mountain going up and down. God had witnesses watching the cloud going up and down the mountain. And while the cloud was there, was the voice of God coming to the prophet, giving him what to say to the people. Letting him as a prophet represent God. Take the place of God. Ooh, I don't even know if I'm gonna finish this today. But let me, I just want to say this thing. A prophet can stand there and take the place of God. Amen. Because he and the word becomes one. Now you got to be able to receive that from a prophet. Watch this now. He says, that school there in Arizona was looking up there on the cloudless sky, seeing this cloud mysteriously in that mountain, going up and down with an amber fire burning in it. The teacher dismissed the classes and the school and brought them out front, said, did you ever see anything like that? Look, the way that's there. Remember, that's that same amber light that's on the rock. So it's the same God, same revelation said, tell them to do this. It was is what I told you this morning, so there it is. Now, let me go on. It says, if it happens to be that my good friend, Brother Roy Roberson, is listening in at Tucson. So, Brother Roy Roberson was not at church. Can we put it this way? Brother Roy Roberson was streaming. And on the stream, he had to catch the revelation of what God was saying through the prophet. Woo. I'm telling you, even on the stream right now, somebody has caught the revelation of what God has spoke through his prophet, because that prophet was taking the place of God. Woo. All right, let me go a little further. Let me just read the quote. Amen. He says, if it happens to be that my good friend, Brother Roy Roberson, is listening in at Tucson. Roy, you remember the other day the vision you seen when we were out standing upon the mountain. You come up to me and that cloud was over the top. Come walking down. You know what he told you. And I told you at the house the other day, that's it, Roy. Don't worry no more, son. It's over. He wasn't there in the church to hear that, but he heard it on the stream. I can imagine Brother Roy just shouting all over his house. He wasn't even able to see the prophet. He just had to listen audio. I can imagine him shouting because he's probably free from something that had him bothered for years. He said, it's over. And when a prophet says it's over, man, it's over. I ain't going to have no more mind battles over it. I ain't going to worry about it. Because a prophet said it was over. Woo! And that prophet is taking the place of God. Then what I'm trying to tell you, when that prophet is giving you a thus saith the Lord, it's just like God himself spoke that to you. God says it's over. All right, I'm going further. It says, you just don't know what that means. It's grace. He loves you. And you love him, humbly serve him and worship him the rest of your days. Be happy. Go ahead and live as you are. Hallelujah. Yes, if you're happy. Now, somebody might take it and say, well, I ain't happy. Glory to God. I ain't happy. So I'm going to go ahead. No. You better recognize this grace that God has given you. And don't make grace a disgrace. It says, if you're happy, continue that way. Don't never do anything wrong again like that. Just go ahead. It's God's grace. Now, I just couldn't leave you there. I had to take time and read this part today, if y'all don't mind. I want to go back now to marriage and divorce so you understand what he was referring to. Amen. This was coming at the end of the sermon. So, you know, we listened to the front of the sermon. We listened to the beginning of the sermon. We're like, oh, my. I mean, this is a tough one, especially if you've been married and divorced. It's a tough sermon. But nonetheless, it's truth. God had to use the prophet to bring truth back to the people. You know, if we don't hear truth, then our family's going to be all messed up. I'm just being honest. Our families have been, God needs some generation to start living according to his word. Right? Because the scripture actually say God hate divorce. God actually hate it. Amen. It's one thing. If there's one thing God hate, divorce is one of them. Hallelujah. But you know, oh Lord, I don't know. I'm going to be all over the place, Lord. I'm going to just have to do it. Last week we had a brother here at the church, and I just encourage y'all, go listen to his testimony. He came here last week. I didn't even know what the brother's testimony was. And he was talking about how him and his wife was just going through so much, you know, in their marriage, and how they were on the brink of divorce in the message. You know, him living outside the house, and eventually, you know, the wife let him come back and live in the basement in the house, and you know, he just living down there. He said just so much that was going wrong in their marriage, and he couldn't see it. He couldn't understand. He didn't realize 99% of the problem of the marriage was him. He thought it was his wife. But one day God shined the light on him, and he could see his error, right? And once he saw his error, then he's able to repent and go make things right with his wife and make things right with his daughter. And he said, you know, the problem is, he says, we're in the message, we talk, you know, divorce is wrong. He said, but there are real problems that hit marriages. He said, and unfortunately, there is no church, message church, that actually helps people with their problems in marriage. He said, I had to go to a denominational church and get assistance for my marriage. I say, that's wrong. We ought to be able to minister to the whole person. Praise the Lord. Right? And my heart just began to kind of bleed. I said, Lord, we got to do better. Right? We got to do things better right here, even in our own church. We got to be able to minister to hurting couples. Sometimes people come here and they put on a good show. Glory to God. I just gave you some insight. And I hope y'all don't pick at people. Y'all see them all hugged up on each other. Oh, you remember what Brother Jack said? They ain't hugging each other. Don't do that to people. What you ought to be doing, like, you know, hey, God bless you. Everything good? Maybe we should get together for some fellowship. We should just get together for some fellowship sometime. Man, Brother Stephen last week, if you just listen to the end of his sermon, how he went down individual by individual and how we can help one another. We ought to have felt conviction on that. God, I can do better than what I'm doing right now. Marriages need help. People are holding on by a thread. God don't like divorce. But how can we help people help keep people away from divorce? Amen. And we got to tell our children, God hates divorce. I don't care what they're going through in their marriage. God hates divorce. It's right in the book of Malachi. Glory to God. God hates it. So tell the children the truth. And this is what we got to do. Share with our children the truth. Yes, Brother Branham brought the truth of, amen, a minister should marry a virgin. We got to teach that in the church. We got to say things like that. So sisters, keep yourself. Now, it don't mean that every sister gonna marry a preacher. It don't mean that, but still keep yourself. Hallelujah. And as a brother, he has to know that before he gets into marriage. Glory to God. It's the truth anyhow. Amen. I've had many conversations with brothers before they got married. Amen. And they would tell you some of the things I had to say to them. Amen. I have to do that because we got to teach our children. All right. I'm going to read the rest of this quote. That's why I this might be a part two. The Lord knows all things. Look at this. This is marriage and divorce. This is where when he say you didn't understand, I was taking the place of God and saying something. Now, Brother Branham didn't just step up there to take the place of God. He had to have a supernatural experience with God before he would even release words like this. And he says what happened while they were in the mountain. While he was in the mountain praying over the sermon, marriage and divorce, say the angel Lord came into the mountain just going up and down like a pillar of fire. His daughter in school saw not just her, but the kids in her class was out for recess at the time, and they could see the angel of the Lord going up and down the mountain, the light just going up and down. They knew something was going on. Brother Branham come out in the mountain, went to a gas station. Brother Ronnie was at the gas station. He said, Brother Branham, you was just over there praying, wasn't you? He says, no, brother, I wasn't over there. He said, I can show you the spot where you was at. You was over there praying. He said, no, brother. And Brother Branham said he told him that just to kind of throw him off. He said, no, brother. He said, Brother Branham, we watched it from right here that there was a supernatural being just going up and down the mountain in that spot. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. The children in school saw it. Brother Ronnie saw it. Brother Branham said, so after that, and after what the angel told him, he knew he had the freedom to come out and say this. Yes, he brought us to Levitical law. But then he took us to grace. And some people want to keep you in the law. They want to keep you in the law. Amen. But there is some grace. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you, I want grace. And let me tell you something. You ain't going to get grace and then not give it. Hallelujah, somebody. Right? I mean, you want it all for yourself. You can have it, but nobody else can. No, the same grace that covers you covers me too. All right, church, we got to understand these things. Yes, there's a truth to this. Now, and I'm going to just go boldly and say this. I've talked to particular brothers about this situation privately, and I would just tell them, say, now, I'm sharing with you what the prophet said about marrying a woman that's a virgin. I'm sharing with that. This is what the prophet said. This is the word of God. Say, now, if you choose, after we've had this conversation, to go out and still get married, don't come back. Talk about you got a calling on your life. I say, after we've had the conversation, I hope you catch it. I'm going to let you read between the lines. I'm going to let you read between the lines. Can I read?
Go ahead, brother.
Marriage and divorce. It says, friends, then I'm closing. You can go from this. That's when this was being revealed to me. He says, what I'm going to tell you right now, so don't miss it. Now, I'm speaking to our followers only. Glory, who is following me and this message only, not the outside. I ain't speaking to them on the outside. Amen. He says, bear me record of this before God, just to this group only. Man, now see, there's another thing that we could put, we can take the whole marriage and divorce sermon and only give it to Branham Tabernacle. If you take the quote literally, that's only for Branham Tabernacle. But no, I believe I'm identified with a prophet that God sent, so I accept it. Amen. Look at this. It says, now we are found in this mess. Y'all ain't gonna let me preach. We are found in this mess because of misinterpreted theology. And let me tell you, people still got misinterpreted theology. He says, hallelujah. He says, is that right? That's why you women married the second time. And you men, because misinterpreted theology, says, now I want to show you something that he told me. Now, I'm going to tell you how serious this was. I'm just hold on there. In the message, questions and answers on the Holy Ghost. I'm sorry, questions and answers, just questions and answers. Conduct, order, and doctrine. I believe there was a question that somebody asked about if a person was divorced, would they be able to make the rapture? And Brother Branham would say, now, you know, I don't know. I mean, divorce, I can't see it. I don't know. I'm just not sure. I just can't see that. And, you know, he was just kind of going along those lines and just trying to stay with the word. But as he was looking at it, I think God eventually began to show him that it's the predestinated that will go. And last week, Brother Nathan brought out a statement. He said, there's only one unpardonable sin. That's blaspheming the Holy Ghost. He says, but divorce was not an unpardonable sin. Hallelujah. The grace of God can still cover people in that. So Brother Branham might have answered that question early, but now coming on 1965, before he leaves the scene, you got to keep following that prophet now, because the revelation is progressive. Come on, church. Amen. It progresses. Glory to God. Even Jesus grew in knowledge. The Bible said that. That means he was progressing. And if Jesus progressed, you're going to have to progress. All right. And if it's not for you, he already told us this message is only for the church. All right. Now, I believe the grace of God certainly will allow a person that's been divorced to make the rapture. I believe that. The grace is that powerful. Amen. See, we just, you know, I was under law, too. I was under law even when it come to dedicating babies that's been born out of wedlock. Because in the Old Testament, generations couldn't come to church. 10 generations. Didn't even do nothing wrong. I just happened to be born in this family. I didn't even make a choice to be born in this family. But I'm punished because I'm born in this family. But grace has covered that. So what we got to do sometimes as churches, amen, is be able to kind of get over to the grace side. We got the law. We can pinpoint that thing. The law say this, but where is grace? And not that I'm trying to exclude the law. I got to teach the law. But how do we get people into grace? Watch this. Now I'm going further. Look at what the prophet says. It says, because misinterpreted theology, I want to show you something that he told me. And if God, our creator, was questioned the question when he was here on earth, Jesus Christ, because he had some questions about marriage and divorce that he answered. And when his delivering prophet came forth, Moses, all right, Moses down in Egypt to bring the children out of Egypt to put them in the promised land. Jesus said here that Moses seen the people in this condition and he granted them a writing of divorcement because the situation was what it was. Moses found such as let him suffer. God permitted Moses, the prophet, sent to the people to grant this writing of divorcement to them. Glory. He says, and in 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, the 12th and 15th verse in the New Testament, the New Testament prophet, Paul, who met the same thing in the church and spoke this, this is I, not the Lord. He's taken the place of God. This is I, not the Lord. That's right. Because of the divorce condition, it wasn't so from the beginning, but Moses was permitted it, and God recognized it. What Moses said, God recognized it, righteousness. And what I'm trying to tell you, if God recognized what Moses said as righteousness, God also going to recognize what his prophet William Marion Branham says as righteousness. Oh, Lord have mercy, Jesus. Sometimes you preach things like this and, you know, everybody want to go free. But you still got to have a gift and all kind of other things. Amen. You just don't get up and just do things. If you ain't got no gift, what you doing? You wasting people's time. Find your place in the body and operate in that. Do it faithfully. And the other thing I want to, like I said last week by Brother Stephen, don't, you know, now you get a quote and now you just take off running. But what you been doing before the quote? What you doing before the quote? How faithful are you before the quote? I said, that brother was faithful as a Sunday school teacher, faithful as a song leader. He found things that he could do where he was not hindered, and he did them faithfully until God called him more. Now, I'm not saying his situation is this. I don't know his situation, but I do know this. Anybody feel like they got a calling, you should already see something, some faithfulness. I can say that. You just don't. We're not looking for the one-hit wonders overnight. Yeah, it don't work like that. You know, you know, a quick investment, get people jumping and shouting. I done been in church, and I done seen them kind of testimonies. I mean, God delivered them last week from this. And man, I was on drugs, and I was this, and God set me free, and the whole church is, oh, glory, hallelujah. 3 months later, he's out developing another testimony and ready to bring it back to the church. No, we don't want to hear it this time. Sit there. Praise God and live something now. Let your life be your testimony. All right. Okay. It wasn't so from the beginning, but Moses permitted it. God recognized it, righteousness. And Paul also had a right. A right? These are some tough words. Paul had a right. Now, you know, this mean a lot. This mean a lot. It should mean a lot to the bride. Because when Brother Brandon went to the other side and he saw, you know, all these people say, God bless you, my brother. God bless you. The angels say, oh, these are your converts. He say, all these Brandon said, no, these are your converts. It's a converts. He says, yeah, say, they're going to be, you know, he say, you can't see Jesus now, but one day you'll be taken to the level where you can see him. He says, is Paul here? He said, yeah. Is this group here? Yeah. He said, will Paul be judged by the things that he preaches? He said, yeah, you're going to be judged by the things you preach. He said, well, I preach the same thing Paul preached. Amen. And you know who said amen? The saints. Millions said, we are resting on that.
Yes,
now, I'm going to go a little further. I'm going to just go a little further. Because I come from God, and I'm going back to God. I believe I was part of the millions. I believe I was right there as part of the millions that said, we're resting on that. All right, let's go. Can we go further? I ain't finished reading the quote. So let's finish. Let me find my spot. It says, Paul also had a right when he found his church in that condition. Now, you believe this to be true and believe it to come from God and by the vindication of his cloud and his message that's brought me this far. Glory. Should not God upon the mountain permit me to do the same thing? Moses was permitted on the mountain. Paul permitted on the backside of the desert. Brother Branham happened to be on a mountain in a desert. Taking the place of God. Now, that really was my title this morning, taking the place of God. But I want to kind of do something else a little different. I thought I would get to this part a little faster, but it just ain't happening. Amen. God know why. So let's go on. He says, now you believe this to be true and believe it come from God and the vindication of his cloud and his message that's brought me this far. Should not God upon the mountain permit me to do the same thing, to suffer you to go on the way you are and do it no more? He says, go with your wives and live in peace, for the hour is late. The coming of the Lord is at hand. We haven't got time to break these things up. Don't you dare try to do it again. I'm speaking only to my congregation. But if you are married, and God bore me witness of that on the mountain, that I could say this is a supernatural revelation because of the opening of the seven seals, and this is a question in God's word, let them go on in as they are and sin no more. That ain't Levitical law. That's grace. Let them go on in as they are and sin no more. It wasn't so from the beginning. That is right. It wasn't so, and it will not be at the end. But under modern conditions, as God's servant, I won't call myself his prophet, but I believe maybe I would have been sent for that. I'm laying a ground for him when he does come. So under the modern conditions, look at this. I command. What? A commandment? A commandment? I mean, I'm talking about on the level, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Commandments, 10 of them. Here's a prophet says, I command. I command you to go to your home with your wife now. Don't talk about putting away. Go back to your house with your wife now. Under modern conditions, stay the way you are. Look at it. He says, if you are happy with her, live with her, raise your children in the admonition of God. But God be merciful to you if you ever do that again. You teach your children never to do a thing like that. Bring them up in the admonition of God. I tell you what, I have taken this seriously. I know early in my ministry, we did a lot of talking with the youth. And I made sure that they knew certain things. Amen. And I'm so grateful to see many of the young ladies that was coming up underneath this church, they kept themselves. They're still keeping themselves. Amen. I appreciate that. And I know God will bless them for it. I taught the young men in this church too. I know I did. Amen. And I'll continue to teach them. Glory to God. Amen. I'm interested in the sister. We're going to have a conversation. Oh, yeah, we're going to talk. Some things I may not come out here and tell everybody, but me and that brother, and most brothers that done had to go through and get married, we've had conversations. Sometimes there's some very unique situations. Glory to God. But most of the time, I had that conversation. Sometimes the conversation been so I have to be so real, amen, that I've seen it impact some of them. They lose their faith. That's not for you to lose your faith. That's to protect you. And I was commanded to tell the children not to do it a certain way. So I've done that. Amen. I won't come every Sunday and read this quote. I won't read it. I will live it. Praise the Lord. But I felt it was important because when we talk about taking the place of God, Elijah stood there. It ain't going to rain until I call for it. Now, that same anointing was on Brother Branham, and now he's taking the place of God when he's pronouncing marriage and divorce. That same anointing. Glory to God. Look at this. It says, you teach your children never to do a thing like that. Bring them up in the admonition of God. And now that you are as you are, let us go now at the late evening hour that we're living in and press towards the mark of the high calling in Christ where all things will be possible. Until I see you tonight, the Lord bless you while we pray. Those were his closing statements to one of the most difficult sermons that was ever preached, marriage and divorce. But I told you, we had the Levitical part. Everybody got that. But we also need to see where he brought the grace in at the very end. Hallelujah. And there's people that can walk in that grace. Amen. All right. All right. I had a question. Is it only for prophets? But I don't think I'm going to be able to get to that. Amen. I think I'm going to have to bring this back as a part two and just kind of carry us a little further in this. I just believe that we want to build the church up, amen, in the faith for this hour. It's going to take a little bit more than what we have had, amen. We got God got something else for us to walk in. Now, I'm going to ask you this question. I'm not going to answer it. Was that only for the prophets, for them to stand and take the place of God? Was that only for the prophets? Moses had it. Glory to God. Amen. We saw it in Brother Branham's ministry. Paul even had it, you know. But was that only for the prophets? I'm going to just already tell you, no, 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 no. I'm just give you a little sneak peek with a little statement. When a spirit born. Is that enough? When a spirit born, spirit-filled man in faith takes that word into his heart. See, he becoming one with the word, right? And places it upon his lips. Why? That is the same as deity speaking. And it didn't stop. They say, every mountain has to go. Satan cannot stand before that man. So I ain't going to leave it at the prophet. There's more quotes in here. I got to go further, but God knows what he's saying. God knows what he's doing. God bless you. God bless you. Part two will be coming. Amen. Let's pray. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, O God, for your word. Thank you for your truth. Scripture tells us that we will know the truth and the truth will make us free. So, Lord, as we just look at just some things here in Scripture and look at you, Lord, how you manifested yourself through your prophet, we can connect the dots. You said, I think you understand, but I'm sure you don't. Lord, you knew people just wouldn't catch it. You knew it. But yet, Lord, there'd be a small percentage that would walk, Lord, according to the grace that was given, and not trying to make grace a disgrace, but, oh, God, they would begin to realize, amen, what it really means to have mercy, what it really means to have grace. God, they offer that to others. Lord, it's our desire here not to be off the word. We want to be on the word. We want to walk according to the word of God. We want to keep it balanced properly. God, we got to have the right balance when it comes to this message. I think sometimes because we've been out of balance, we have destroyed many people. We've hurt many people along the way, and some that just
They can't break free from, Lord, these prisons that they're in their mind because of the way things was presented to them. God, our prayer is that you would just allow them to see the complete picture. Yes, we see law. We got it. It's right there in Leviticus. We see it. But under modern conditions, a prophet was told to declare something, Lord, that we couldn't necessarily say that we find it just like that in Scripture. But yet he was taking the place of God. A supernatural revelation was given to him. And God, he gave it to us. Now it's up to us to do with that and take that and use that the proper way. Help us to have the right motive and the right objective. Help us check our hearts, God. That we wouldn't do anything or say anything, Lord, that would bring disgrace to you. God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your truth. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Solomon, I'll have you come and just close the service out. Amen. Today and amen. Like I said, church, we will pick up. Amen. On this, I got some more that I want to just bring to you. So next week, amen, we'll go into this a little bit more just to try to show you who you are. Amen. In this, the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. Amen. And we'll see you for the 12 o'clock service. Amen.
Will you stand to your feet? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was a hopeless case, an empty space. If not for grace, where would I be? God only knows. I'm glad he sees through the eyes of love. I was a hopeless case, an empty space. If not for grace, come on, where would I be? Where would I be? God only knows. I'm glad he sees through the eyes of love. I was a hopeless case, an empty space. If not, would I be? God only knows. I'm glad he sees through the eyes of love. I was a hopeless case, an empty space. If not for grace, amazing grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was a hopeless case, an empty space. If not for grace.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our hearts. Almighty God, Father, we thank you so much for your truth. Father, as our pastor just said, Lord, we all know the law. Father, the law put us all in jail. It showed us that we were sinners, Lord God. There was no way for us to come out, Lord, of the cell, Lord, that the law had placed us in. Father God, but you came down and provided grace. And Father, our hearts can only bleed because of the grace given to us, Lord. And we're so grateful for it. Father, we come this morning, we thank you, Lord. It's all by your grace. Predestination is by your grace, Lord. Father, but we want to extend grace, Lord. Father, grace isn't deserved, Lord. It's something that's given freely, Lord God. And as it was given to us, there was a price paid, Lord, that only you could pay. Father, and we freely receive it, Lord. May we also freely give it, Lord, when we see our brothers and sisters struggling, Lord God. Father, may we not kick them, Lord, but bring them before the throne of grace, Lord, and cry out and intercede for them, Lord, because they are needy people just as we are, Lord. Father, we can't exhaust your grace, and we don't want to frustrate your grace, but we always want to provide grace and give grace to those in need. Father, we pray for our pastor this morning, Lord God, as he dove into your word, Lord, and brought forth something, Lord, to free us all from guilt, Lord, and give us an understanding, Lord God, that we must not hammer people, Lord, with the law. But if we tell them a truth, Lord, provide grace, Lord. There's a balance in this life that we're living. There's a balance in this journey. Father, we pray for this people, Lord God, all that are listening in and those that are in the sanctuary this morning, Lord. Help us all to walk in grace. Lord, to walk in the light and look through the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ, those bloody eyes on the cross that can look at a sinner, Lord, and tell him this day you will be with me in paradise. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your mercy and grace. Father, we pray for the next service, Lord, that you will speak to your people. Each one of us, Lord, our hearts have been made tender, Lord, because of the word that we've heard this morning. And Father, we just pray, oh God, that you'll speak to us once again, Lord. Grant traveling mercies to the saints, Lord, as we leave this place, but not your presence, Lord. Have your way. We ask it all in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. God bless you, saints. You may have your seats, and our brothers will come and dismiss you. Everyone, just stay where you are. Our pastor, come out. He has something he want to say to each one of you. God bless you.